California.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your program. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want. And we go to Vince on the line in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing this evening?
Just good, great. Sir. Vince, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just suffering along in these, I was going to ask you, because my brother lives out in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay. Oh, where all the flooding's going on.
Yeah, he was talking about, the police were up. And they weren't letting people back in their homes.
No, we covered this, I think it was yesterday on the program, where not only not letting people back in their homes, if you try to cross one of the police checkpoints, they will pull guns on you. They pulled the guns on a guy, pointed them at his head, and pulled him out of the window of his truck because he wanted to go back to his own house.
Yeah, he said what's going on is ridiculous, because he said...
Well, it is ridiculous. But you can expect that we're going to see more of it in the future as more natural disasters occur. It gives these government people an excuse to go in and enact a total police lockdown on certain areas. I mean, we saw it happen after Katrina a couple of years ago, where the government goons went door to door confiscating people's firearms. Now, from what I understand, that has yet to happen in Cedar Rapids, but that might just be because we haven't heard about it yet. And we do know that in Cedar Rapids, that they are breaking into people's homes as well, on the flimsiest of pretenses, claiming they need to check for structural integrity.
And breaking down doors.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. The video footage is on YouTube. You can see these so-called government strike teams using some sort of crowbar-like device to literally break into people's homes. They're so brazen, Vince, they'll do it in front of a video camera.
Oh, yeah, look at the air pump that breaks the lock right in.
Yep. Vince, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll keep our eyes open as that situation continues to develop. I understand that. I think I heard a news report today saying the waters were receding today, but that just means it's time for the government people to come in and start setting up bread lines and stuff like that. Julia, my girlfriend at one time in Florida after a hurricane, she had to stand in line all day at some government line to try to get water for herself. And you know why that is? It's because the government people won't allow anybody else in to help out. They won't let Walmart bring in the trucks full of water. They won't let Winn-Dixie Food Stores, a southeastern food chain. They won't let them bring in the water and the ice. Oh, we've got this under control. We're the government. Stay away, you privateers.
It's happened more than once.
It sure has. And people, as a result, are inconvenienced. And they're lucky if they don't die. Some people died after Katrina because of the government's lack of ability to respond correctly. Of course, FEMA says it's got it all under control. Now, they say we're not the FEMA of 2005. In fact, I've got a FEMA-related story. If we have a chance, we will get to it tonight. Otherwise, we'll probably get to it sometime this week. But we got to continue with your calls. That's what the show is about. We go to Nick in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple calls back, there was a guy talking about the constitutional republic, the limited republic, and this is a problem that I have with a lot of the minarchist types. They tend to believe that the United States government has at one point been this great holy mecca of libertarianism, when the truth couldn't be any farther from that.
No doubt.
In 1787, I mean, they started killing off the Native Americans. This is the single most efficient killing machine in the entire world in history.
They were totally honoring their neighbor's choices at all. Go ahead.
This is the closest that pretty close to the closest that anyone has ever gotten to committing actual genocide. And for some reason, the limited constitutional republic is good.
Yeah, you know,
it's just a fantasy.
I do understand where they're coming from, because there's different points in our history when, you know, the average white guy could see, you know, smaller government and, you know, lower taxes and therefore, you know, a freer life. But what they're failing to look at is that their neighbor, who has perhaps more melanin in their skin or cockatin or whatever, you know, they didn't have it so good, and they don't look back on history as a, you know, a particularly good place for freedom and liberty. So, you know, yeah, it's difficult to...
Well, it's great when your kind is in power. Oh, it's fantastic when your kind is in power. But when it's somebody else, when just for example, it doesn't even have to do with skin color. Catholics, when Catholics first came here, that's when they started public schooling. Why? Because Catholics were very successful in parochial schooling.
Right. The Catholics would educate the Protestant kids for free as part of their mission. So therefore, the Protestants in power said, "Whoa, we can't
have this.
Cannot have that. We will start to steal from people in order to pay for our schools." And the Catholics weren't doing it.
And it tends to be, to me at least, I notice that most of the people who tend to advocate the limited republic do come from that white Protestant male background. I myself came from my parents are Italian immigrants. I was born Catholic, raised Catholic. I saw mostly how even today the United States has a very large anti-Catholic sentiment as well as an anti-black sentiment, as well as an anti-female sentiment, and a lot of it has changed, but then again, a lot of it hasn't. And to say that the United States has ever been this beacon of freedom, I think is kind of a joke.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I want to thank you for your call tonight, Nick. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know if it's as much of a joke as it is a fantasy. It's a pie in the sky fantasy that these, as he's pointing out, white male conservatives have about the past. And yeah, it may be true that they were more free 100 or so years ago.
Well, the white male conservatives were.
Yeah, but the other people, not so much. Right. Not so much. Let's continue with your calls about what you want, which is why we advocate freedom for everybody, wherever they were born, whatever color their skin.
That's the only kind of freedom there is.
Yep, whatever color their eyes, as long as you, again, honoring your neighbor's choices are what, that's what it's all about. If your neighbor chooses something you disagree with, get over it and focus on your own life. Instead of trying to constantly pass new laws and use force on your neighbors because they're doing things you don't like.
If your idea is so great, it shouldn't be any problem to convince people.
So true. Let's continue with Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
You're
on
Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I think the Republicans deserve Obama for what they did to this country for the past 8 years, and I want to see them squirm while Obama messes up whatever they did. I just love it. I just love listening to these Republicans squirm, and then the Democrats, man, they're just as bad as the Republicans.
Sure they are.
It doesn't matter who's the president.
But the Republicans are so indefensible. I mean, at least the Democrats, you can give them credit, Dave, at least the Democrats, for being honest about wanting more government. The Republicans got elected on promises to reduce the size of government, and they didn't do it at all.
Republicans are criminals, just as bad as any criminal, because they... What they did to this country in the past 8 years, no Democrat could do in 16.
Well, the
they
Republican
turned
voters
into a
are
bunch
fools.
Of nationalistic, pig, bastard, fascist.
Well, it didn't all happen in 8 years, Dave.
They're
let's
like
be
Nazis,
fair, Dave.
Man.
Let's be fair. It didn't happen in 8 years. The nationalism has been on the rise in this country for decades.
Of course, but it like took off in the past 8 years.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
I can grant you that, and you are right on your
911. To pull all this, taking away our rights, crap. Man.
You are correct,
now,
Dave, when you
know,
stated...
You know what? The Republicans get put into power to take the rights away. Then the Democrats get put into power to be the club against the people. Who were the ones to hurt the people of the United States? Democrats.
Oh, they all hurt people.
You know,
Dave.
Like Waco,
you know,
and stuff like that. It was a Democrat.
What about FLDS?
Except for Nixon. He sent in guys to shoot students at Ohio
State. You can't categorize it. You can find some Republicans that were nicer than some Democrats and some Democrats that were nicer than some Republicans. But all in all, they're all
Plus,
a bunch
I'd like
of gangsters.
To talk about
Dave, call us Monday. We're out of time, my friend, but thank you. 800-259-9231, at least out of time for your call. We've got more time for yours if you make the calls at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What happens if you leave your door open at night? We'll tell you what happened with some cops here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you are enjoying those features, well, keep enjoying them because we're not going to charge that. We're not going to charge you for them like those other talk show hosts do. We include the bulletin board system, the archives, the wiki, the updates, the live streams. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI as we go to your calls about what you want. Jonathan in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Mark. Ian.
Hey. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I'm a Republican bordering on a Libertarian.
Okay.
My question is concerning the non-monopoly use of force, specifically the privatization of police.
Okay, good, good. What do you got? Go ahead.
Okay, here's the example that I have. Two neighborhoods, A and B, each elect to have a private police force to represent them, but from different firms. Private neighborhood A puts more emphasis, more money, and more scrutiny in their own private police force. Person neighborhood A gets in a dispute with person neighborhood B. Say A go, person A goes and steals a TV from person in neighborhood B. Both private police firms come to investigate and the facts are indiscernible. However, people in neighborhood A have higher expectations and they put pressure, more pressure on their police to apply justice, their justice. Neighborhood B police, not as highly paid, not as highly motivated, and the fact that their jobs are not on the line like neighborhood A, do not represent their customers well. What are the results? The incentives are that police force A will now apply their justice to represent their people better. So doesn't this scenario invite corruption?
No. And the reason why it doesn't is because neighborhood B is at all times free to hire whatever police department they want to. So if they aren't satisfied with their police department, they could bring on police department A or they could start their own competing police department. And the reason why corruption
and the individuals in those neighborhoods would also be able to hire whatever protection services they need.
That is correct, unless they're under some sort of deed restricted agreement. But also the reason why corruption wouldn't be present in the way that it is today in the government monopoly police systems is because of competition, because the police the protection organizations you're talking about would have to be honorable. They would have to be honest. They would have to be, they'd have to do a real good job in order to satisfy their customers to keep them on board the next year or the next payment period. And so if it turns out that that you're dealing with a corrupt police force of bad, sadistic men, then you should stop sending them checks, because in the free market world, you don't have an obligation to continue using one service over another, unless you've contracted for a long period of time and there's somehow no way out. The free marketplace would allow all kinds of competition and service to be available. And in addition, even if the evidence weren't really substantial, you use the television being stolen as an example, I think you need to factor in some other things here. It's not just protection services that the marketplace would offer. First of all, we can't predict everything the marketplace would offer, but certainly justice would be available in the marketplace, which means third-party arbitrators, probably separate from the police departments, so they would come into the picture, as well as insurance companies. So if you had purchased insurance against theft, then the insurance company would make you whole upon a loss, and then by right of subrogation, it would be the insurance companies that would be going after the criminals, whoever they were. So, it's really hard to just kind of create this little scenario and say, well, that's how things would be, because we don't exactly know how things would be, but we know that with the free marketplace, you always have the choice to choose another operation.
Now, this is advanced libertarianism. This
right.
is way
yep.
out there in the ether, as opposed to, the solid facts.
Now you're using the ether term, like the earlier caller.
Okay. Well, this is out in fantasy land. Way
yeah,
out
it'll,
in fantasy
it'll never
land.
Happen, but...
As, well, maybe I don't have any ideas, but what I can tell you is that a great deal of respect and honor would be returned to the police force if they would just stop the war on drugs. If if we would allow people to do what it is that they feel like doing without hurting anyone. If they do hurt someone, they should darn sure be held accountable and highly accountable. None of this crap where they, manage to get out of things.
And the only way you can hold them accountable for real is to have a marketplace in protection where customers are free to go somewhere else.
What if the neighborhood A, though, puts a lot of emphasis, a lot of money? They have way too many police. They have 50 police for the, you know, the one street neighborhood that they have. Wouldn't they be better represented against any other neighborhood?
That police department isn't going to grow because, well, people aren't going to use it if they manage to use their force on other people. So, yeah, maybe they could really well represent neighborhood A, but they're never going to grow, which is what businesses want, generally, and therefore the other police forces are going to get bigger, and the insurance companies are going to be against this police force because they're not administering justice in a fair manner.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It is a fascinating topic, and I think really one that gets the gears going because nobody talks about these things. I mean, this is a private policing or protection services. I mean, this is unheard of. People don't discuss these things. They don't even consider it an issue, but it so totally is an issue because I share his concerns. I don't want corrupt police. Who does? Who wants corrupt police? I do know one thing for sure. We have corrupt police today. Today, we have corrupt, sadistic police. I'm not saying all cops. I'm saying we have corrupt police. They are out there. Many of them are in positions of power and administrative roles in these police departments.
Many of the police know this, and there's just nothing they can do about it.
But, you know, and many of them know it, and that's why they become police, so they can be sadistic, and they can be corrupt, and they can make all kinds of money selling drugs and doing stuff like that and hurting people.
What happens if the sheriff in your town is the biggest drug dealer?
Down in Florida.
Not in your county. In your county. What happens if the sheriff...
I can tell you what happens.
The biggest drug dealer
in
town.
You want me to tell you what happens when that happens? Because I experienced that down in Florida. I'm not going to name which county it was.
But
the listeners in WFLA, you're close. You're real close. I mean, there's at least one sheriff we know about. Who knows? It could be a bunch of sheriffs. But anyway, the sheriff in question controls a port. And essentially, as I understand it, this is what I understand from people who know, okay? That's all. The best I can do for you is just say people that know. Anyway, he controls the port and therefore controls what comes in and what goes out as far as drug shipments are concerned. So he's got the bulk, you know, supplies that are coming in for him, for himself and his approved dealers, because he's not on the street selling it himself. He just does the bulk deals and then, you know, lets the soldiers, if you will, take care of it. But you have to be an approved dealer, basically, to deal in his county. And how do you become an approved dealer? I don't know. You got to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. I'm not sure exactly what goes on behind the scenes in order to make sure that happens. But if you aren't an approved dealer, then there's a real good chance you're going to be targeted and taken out. So essentially, he has the ability to wipe out whatever competing dealers he wants to, because he's the law, and have total freedom to distribute whatever drugs he wants in the ways that he wants. He's the highest law enforcement officer in the county, so who's going to challenge him on it? Sure, the FBI could get involved, but now we're talking about really high-level politics and who knows who's paying who off and what's going on up at those upper levels. Anyway, 800-259-9231. The fact is the cops are corrupt today. The marketplace can only make that problem go away. Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky... It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nun-X Man.
Great. Well, I am off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nun-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nun-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. Lots of people talking about different things, from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain? The North American Union? Unconstitutional gun and drug laws? A national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Since we're talking about the cops, you've actually got a police-related story, Mark. I'm hoping we can slip it in because I think it'll fit in perfectly here with this discussion of the government police being out of control versus the marketplace and how the consumers would be able to actually rein these people in because of competition and because people would want to satisfy their customers instead of just, you know, arbitrarily doing nonsense, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But let's first go to Brian listening on KUSA in Yakima. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, Brian.
Well, I've been listening to what you guys were saying, and I do agree with the free market concept. The only problem that I foresee with that is, you know, during the time of when we had the immigrants coming over from Europe and so on, there was a big fear during that time of the street police because they were so corrupt. And so what happened was you started getting the mafia from all different segments, whether it be the Irish, the Italian mafia, the Tong, or the triads from the Chinese groups, and they policed their own areas. And there was a definite price to be paid for that. And it wasn't always the best price. I mean, granted, we do have a system that isn't the best system in the world, and I totally agree with that, and I totally agree that it needs to be adjusted. But when you start privatizing things like that, that's when you truly start getting corruption going. Just like you were talking about the sheriff or...
Well, now,
the,
hold on a second. You're talking about the mafia. Those are gangsters that are extracting money by threat of force from people. I was talking about a market-based protection system where people are contracting with their protectors. So it's a totally different world. What you're talking about is the mafia, and they exist today, sir, and they are dangerous. And if somebody is threatening you, then you absolutely have the right to fight back against them. So I would absolutely support anybody who is fighting back against a group of thugs, whether they call themselves the mafia or not. That's not a private police situation in any way whatsoever. That's a private thug situation, and those people deserve to be existed.
And I do totally agree with you. But at the same token, anytime you privatize something like that, when it's placed in for a certain time period, then you have the power that gets involved in that as well.
Placed in for a certain time period? Are you talking? You must be talking about privatization, as we discussed earlier. I don't know if you were tuned in at this point, but the term privatization, as you're using it, has to do with government granting a, as you say, a time period to one particular organization in order to have a monopoly on that particular service. That's not what at all what I'm advocating here. I'm advocating the marketplace, the free marketplace, and the ability for people to be able to start their own competing businesses where there is no government-granted contract or any governmental involvement whatsoever. It's people self-organizing themselves on their own into businesses and offering products and services to the marketplace on a voluntary basis, just like everyone else in the free market does. So it would be a marketization, not privatization, which is why using that term is so useless at this point.
And in a concept, I truly agree with you. I think it's a brilliant concept on your part. The only problem, just like Thomas Jefferson said when it came to the Constitution, this will only work as long as money is not involved.
What are you talking about?
No, once money becomes involved,
why would someone protect me?
Changes.
Wait a minute. Why would someone protect me without me paying them? Why would they do that?
Charity? No. That's not what I'm saying.
All right. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is when you privatize something like that and they get instilled in depth, or whether it's 6 months, whether it's 5 years.
Right, I'm not talking about that. Maybe I'm miscommunicating. I'm not talking about privatizing something. When you're saying privatizing, you mean the government granting a contract to some private organization, right?
Well, I'm talking the private or the towns themselves hiring their own security.
Yeah, that's privatization. That's not at all what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about doesn't involve government whatsoever. It would be essentially a transition from a government policing situation to a market-based protection services situation where there would be no contract with any government, where it would be you that would be contracting with the protection services or insurance companies that you felt were best going to serve you. That would be it. It would be just you making those decisions. Does that make sense?
But there again, you're creating just a smaller form of government.
But then at least you're consenting to it, sir. At that point, then you're choosing who your protectors are, and you're choosing what products and services you want to buy, as opposed to right now, where it's all shoved down our throat by force. Wouldn't you say that'd be a better situation?
Well, yes and no. Like I said, again, in theory, you're right. But at the same time, you take a small town with a small town sheriff, you've got a mayor in that town, they're pushing drugs, or they're selling drugs, or what have you, and they're instilling fear around the entire area. And, you know, it sounds good in theory that, yes, you can sit there and say, well, we can just kick them out. Try it. We've seen what happens. Eventually it does happen. Eventually corruption does fall. This is true. But at the same token, there is a huge, huge, huge thing for corruption in something like that.
I'm not saying that what we have now is any better. Right. This is why I am a minarchist as opposed to an anarchist. This is why I advocate for small government rather than no government. However, I may believe that no government in many ways would be more just. I just don't think people are ready for it. I don't think that they can get the concept.
But Brian, this is probably the first time you've ever heard of this.
And
right?
I'm not 100% sure it will work.
Brian, right. Is this the first time you've heard of these ideas?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm getting your idea, and I like the concept. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do like the concept. But there again, you know, it's breaking it down to not only, you know, societal levels on what can be accepted and what can't be accepted, but also on personal levels and human nature and the criminal nature.
Well, let me explain this to you real quick. Everybody in your town right now is being robbed by the police force. They are extracting money through force, violence, and threats from everybody in your town.
Now, it's all taxes.
They're doing it in a very predictable, very civilized manner, if you can call stealing and threatening people civilized, but they're doing it in a manner that people have come to expect and they're used to.
I agree with that.
Now, if a guy comes to your house in an ugly, gaudy suit and says, "Hey, you're gonna pay up for your protection," it's not predictable, it's not pretty, it's an uglier way of getting the money. So the fact, if the gangsters bothered half or three quarters of the people in town, you'd still have a situation where there was less net aggregate theft going on because the cops steal from everyone. Do you understand?
Oh, exactly. Well,
okay,
that's basically what I was getting back to when it came to when we were discussing the mafia, and you know, you instantly interjected. When I was speaking about the mafia, the people in those neighborhoods, the neighborhoods themselves were protected. You know, I mean, whether people want to admit it or not, they knew that whoever their godfather was or what have you, they knew that there were no drugs that were going to be sold on those streets during that time period. Now, of course, as time passed, you know, the drugs infiltrated and the older mafiosos died off and the newer ones came in and just, you know, all heck broke loose. And basically there were no rules. But there was always a code. And whether that was with the Italian mafia, the Irish, or Chinese triad or Tong, there was a very honorable system because they policed their own. And when it came down to if you crossed that line, there was a very serious price to be paid, and nobody crossed that line.
All right. I want to thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if I was communicating effectively with Brian. I don't know if I was effectively getting my ideas across.
It's a big concept, man.
Yeah.
Look, I've been doing this show with you for 5 years, and I'm still not so sure I believe it.
It took me a while to wrap my head around it, so I totally understand. The first time you come across the idea of a market protection system, it can be pretty daunting. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the idea of market-based protection services. And it is a tough one to grasp, Mark. There's an excellent book that I recommend to people. It's called The Market for Liberty. I actually turned it into an audiobook. You can download it for free at book.freetalklive.com. That's book.freetalklive.com. You can also get a PDF version also for free at that same place. And it really goes into detail on how we can have the free marketplace provide us with protection services that will be far above and beyond the quality level that we're currently getting from the government protection services today. And it will keep you safe from people like the mafia and other violent, dangerous people. It's all doable in the marketplace because of the wonders of competition. Now, in the free marketplace, in a protection with a protection agency, when you sign up with them, you will be contracting for the first time ever, unless you're like a Britney Spears and you have a bodyguard or something, you probably will be contracting for the first time ever with a protection service, because we don't contract with the government protection people. We don't contract with the police. They just arbitrarily provide you with whatever services they deem appropriate to provide you with. And you've got a great story of an arbitrary service the government decided to foist on someone who probably didn't want it. What's going on, Mark?
Troy Molde woke at 3 a.m. Thursday to police flashlights shining in his face. Two uniformed Lakeville officers were in his bedroom, knocking on the wall to wake him up.
Wow.
They were there, they said, to warn him to keep his doors closed and locked. They were in his house to tell him to lock and close his doors. Their surprise visit was part of a public service campaign. Officers had fanned out across the city, leaving notices on doors to remind residents how to prevent thefts by keeping garage doors closed, not leaving valuables in cars and locking windows or doors. But Mold's house, they went further. His two sons, ages 5 and 7, and a 5-year-old twin nephews, were having a sleepover in the living room.
Oh, my goodness.
They awoke to find the officers in the house. I was violated, but I wasn't physically damaged, Mold said, of what
he
considers an invasion of privacy. The officers told Mold his garage door was open. Now, I've gone to sleep and left my garage door open at night plenty of times. The TV was on, the keys to his truck were left in the ignition, and the door to his house was ajar. That's That's quite a bit. The police said the intrusion was justified because the officer's initial knock, door knock, went unanswered. So what? You don't have the right to test somebody's... Look,
they could argue that there was someone who had broken in.
You're trespassing. If you open someone's door, you're trespassing.
But they're the police, Mark. They're not subject to the same laws you and I are.
They ought to be.
Well,
that's
yeah.
the problem. Police went inside to check if anything was wrong, Sergeant Jim whatever said. He said the kids were afraid to wake their dad, so the officers went upstairs. He was really suspicious, the sergeant said. But Mold, 34, said he went upstairs to bed at midnight. Mold didn't shut the garage door, and he remembers leaving the doors and to his house closed but unlocked. The kids fell asleep watching TV. Hours later, he had police in his bedroom. He immediately thought something was wrong.
You know, those cops are lucky they didn't get shot.
I was just dazed, said the 34-year-old dad. It's not a safe way. It's not a safe way of police protection.
Nope.
The sergeant said officers left pamphlets Thursday at eight other houses as friendly reminders of ways residents can avoid becoming victims of crimes such as burglary, like these cops did. You know,
I appreciate the thought. I appreciate the sentiment that they probably really did think they were doing the right thing by helping the uninformed citizenry understand that they should be locking their doors. I mean, I can appreciate the intentions.
Why were they knocking on the door in the first place? Because the garage door was unlocked, I guess?
Presumably.
You know, I have my own house, and sometimes I might leave the garage door open. I don't feel that gives an officer the right to come in my house.
It doesn't.
I just don't.
I don't give anybody.
Sorry. I didn't mean just officers. I don't feel anybody has the right to open up my door.
But only the cops can get away with it with impunity. They are the only ones who can come barging into your house at 3 a.m, which is what time this happened, and have no form of any kind of consequences come to them for it.
There's no retribution here. Police say many crimes originate with open garage doors. Last month, a 52-year-old Barnesville man was stabbed and left to die in his burning townhouse after two assailants entered his home at 4:30 a.m. by way of an open garage door. The suspects, who stole the man's car to escape, entered... Now, you know, hold on. I can come up with a story of cop crime, too. Just the simple fact that you can, you know, point out open garage door is bad. Look, I've got that right.
These cops are crazy, if you ask me. I mean, if the town is all shook up, because you know how small towns are. They're very, very, they take note when crime happens, right? So if somebody ends up getting hurt, you said it was, the guy got murdered? What happened there?
Some guy got murdered.
He got murdered. I mean, that's pretty serious. People are going to pay attention to that, and they're going to be a little bit antsier than they normally would be about what's going on outside of their house or inside their house when they're sleeping. So what did the police do? They decide to emulate the guy who was breaking in and killing people by breaking into this man's house at 3 a.m. and then poking around in there. I mean, again, they are lucky he didn't have a gun by his bed and whip around and start shooting. That's it's just amazing. So, again, another example here of how the police, while they may have had good intentions, they did not have any sort of contractual deal with any of their customers that said, hey, I would like you, as part of my contract, to come by every so often, maybe every few days, and check my doors to make sure that they're locked. That could very well be a service that is offered in the marketplace. It could very well be, if people were looking for that, they would be able to get it, but it would be specified in advance that, yes, this is something I want. Instead, they just arbitrarily pull it out and start going and doing these things. And they're lucky that there was not gunfire traded in this particular case. So, yet another area of example. Thankfully, nobody got hurt, but this could have been different. It could have been violent. Those kids, what were the kids thinking at that time? How scary would that have been?
Yeah, it's really a strange situation. Leaving a door hanger for residents is a method used by other police departments nationally.
They do it with cars.
It can help create a police presence. Lakeville police gave Mold a reminder that he won't forget anytime soon. I haven't figured out what I should do with it yet, Mold said.
What about the we've heard stories, Mark, about the police doing something similar. I never heard about it. This is a first for me hearing about it with houses. We've also heard about it with cars in the past, where the police will all of a sudden get it into their heads that they need to go start checking people's car doors in the middle of the night to see if they were left unlocked. And they'll go in.
I'm surprised they don't set off alarms doing that.
They have to at some point, right?
Right.
But they go in and they open up someone's car door, and then in some cases they will lock the door and then leave one of these little hanging notes to say, hey, your friendly neighborhood police, we're here. We noticed your car door was unlocked. We just wanted to let you know.
What if the locks are screwed up
yeah.
and they don't work?
What if I lost my key to the door and I haven't got a separate key for the ignition and I still have that and I have to leave my doors unlocked? Thanks. Now I've got to call AAA. So, again, I understand that the intentions are good here. But you did not agree with your customers to do this. And they never will. They don't have to. They can just arbitrarily decide to do whatever sorts of enforcement mechanisms and things that they want to do.
We've determined that sombreros diminish crime. Here's your sombrero. What the hell? By the way, I'd like to point out that car alarms are misnamed. No one's alarmed when the alarm goes off.
It's so true.
They're just annoyed.
Car-annoys.
Yeah, they should be called car-annoys. Absolutely. You know, I hate car alarms.
So if you want this service, you should be able to contract for it. That way you're expecting it. That way you're not shocked or surprised when something like this happens. But instead, this is what we get. This nonsense. And that's all this is. It's just busy work nonsense for the police.
You know,
go investigate some real crimes.
I try to lock my doors every night at my house, but, you know, I last night I failed to do it.
Mm.
And I checked, I happened to notice it this morning that the deadbolt wasn't on. And now, you know, obviously I have items in the house for protection and that kind of thing, but what if they just, you know, but what if a cop decided, well, I'm just going to go in here and knock on his wall and wake him up and let him know that this is too odd, your door's unlocked. No.
I mean, if you're lucky enough to get into the situation where you are managing to wake up, let's say you hear the cops coming in through the front door. You hear the front door being opened from your bedroom, and, you yell out or something. I mean, I don't even know how you would handle it. Obviously, you'd probably go for a weapon if you've got one, and you'd yell out, hey, get out of here, whoever you are, get out of here. It's okay, we're the police. Well, I still don't know who you are because you're down there and I'm up here. And
how many armed robberies have been perpetrated? Police.
So many of them.
I mean, that's the first thing they say. I was in prison for 9 years, and that's the first thing that they say.
Sure.
You know, when they would practice this and play games on each other, they'd say, police.
Yep. I don't care who you are. Get the hell out of my house. And if you don't, if it turns out that they are the police and somebody shoots at them, then you get in trouble just for trying to defend yourself. Please, cops, don't come knocking on my door. I don't want your services. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever...